This is HPR episode 2054 entitled Lava Configuration Part 1, Desktop Management, and is part of the series Accessibility. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 25 minutes long. The summary is Lava Configuration Part 1, Desktop Management.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and today I'm going to do the second installment of my Blather series, part of a larger series on accessibility. I think I'll put that away. I'm in my office at work, and the semester is over, so I don't really expect interruptions, but there might be some. I apologize in advance if there are. The crinkling sound you hear is me unwrapping a brand new one of my $2 microphones. I bought like half a dozen of these things, and I kept one in my bag at all times, and I'm opening up that one now. I've got two of them perched on a microphone stand, but it's plugged into my laptop, and I've got the cables wound all the way around it. I don't want to try and transfer it, so I've got my regular laptop open over here in the main part of my desk, and then I've got this. The one that prompted this series was the one I inherited from a faculty colleague who got a new laptop, and she gave me this one that's like 10 years old because it was not running very well with Windows 7 on it, I guess, and so I wiped that and put Ubuntu. And it's a Dell Latitude D830. She says it's about 10 years old, but it seems to run Ubuntu just fine. It's just the standard, I guess, Unity environment. I don't know. I haven't really done any changes to the basic configuration of it. But I've unwrapped one of my $2 microphones and plugged it into the microphone jack. And in today's episode, I want to just get you guys, if you're following along with this, to start with some basic desktop navigation. In the first episode, I walked through the process of installing Blather and getting it to respond to the very first command, the Hello World command. And then today, we're going to add a few more commands. First of all, how do I make this Blather? Is that the one? Is it running now? Hello world. What is the first command I had? I can't remember now what the first command was that I wrote. It's been like a month since I recorded this episode. Hang on, let's see. Oopsie. Let me find the Blather configuration file here. I've got the Genie text editor open. I'm looking under recent. There are no recent files. Maybe I've never opened it. Okay. Sentences.corpus. Let's look in the home.config/blather/commands.conf. There we go. So why didn't it not... Hello world.
Hello world.
There we go. Okay, so it's listening. So right now I have one single command in the commands file, and that is the command hello world.
Hello world.
It's listening again. So I'm going to tell it to stop listening just for a moment so that it won't keep saying hello world back to me. And so from here, you can add as many commands as you want. I have something like 1,000 commands on my main laptop, and they do all kinds of things. Lots of basic desktop navigation, editing commands for the HTML and ebook kind of work that I do, all kinds of stuff. Today, what I wanted to walk you through was a couple of things. One is to get the language updater script in place and working, which will greatly ease the process of adding new commands. Because every time you add a new command to your configuration file, you have to update the language and dictionary files in order to have Blather recognize this and then execute the appropriate command. And when Jezre first made this program, there was no command line way to do this, but I quickly got tired of going to the website and uploading my sentences.corpus file and having it run its magic in the background and then downloading and then putting the files in place. And Jezre helped me create a curl command that would do all this, and then I wrote a bash script that Jezre has then included in the Blather source files. When you get them from the Git repository, you'll get the language updater script with it. So what we've got to do is put that language updater script somewhere in the path. So I'm going to go into the Blather source code file and look. Okay, there it is. The language_updater.sh is the file we want. I'm going to do Control C to copy that. And then go to my home directory where I have a bin, B-I-N, folder. You have to make sure that your home bin folder is also in your path, or else the script will not run when you try to run it without doing a very explicit path. So now we need to make sure that it is executable. Let's open up a terminal here. I can't tell from the Nautilus file manager whether it's executable or not. So cd bin list long. And yes, it is executable. So there are some values that you can change in the language updater file if you want to have your stuff in a different place from where it is by default. Unless you really know what you're doing, I would suggest not fooling around with that. So I think the first thing I'm going to do is to add one more eSpeak command just to kind of make sure that the language updater script is going to work. And this is a clever little command that I have in the other one. And it's called Who's the Man? I spell it H-O-O-S because somehow it didn't recognize it. Anyway, so what I do is eSpeak and then quotation marks, $, open parenthesis, who am I, close parenthesis, close quote. So what this does, the way commands are constructed is that it's a key and value pair. The key is what you want to speak. It's followed by a colon. And then after the colon, you put the command you want to be run when Blather hears the key. So in this one, the key is who's the man. And the command that's going to be run is eSpeak. And then the result of the command, who am I? So what it'll do there is check whoever the logged in user is at the time, and it'll speak that username. So I've got the command set up, and now I'm going to run the language updater script to add it to the dictionaries. Language updater. Let's see if this works. Okay, now I need to start Blather listening again. Actually, I need to quit Blather out and then start it back up. Blather.sh. Well, let's try it. Who's the man?
John.
Yes. I got it. Okay. And now, what I'm going to do also, I'm not completely satisfied. It seems a little abrupt for it just to say John. It's going to say, you are, comma, who am I? The result of whom? Of course, since John is the one logged in, it says, you are John. Now, this is a way to stroke your ego, I suppose, but I give it that flexibility of having a variable there. Now, to make it say the new command, I've just changed it to eSpeak space open quote you are comma space and then the result of $ open parenthesis who am I close parenthesis close quote. That's the command now. To make it run the new command, I have to restart Blather. And so I'm going to X out of Blather and then start it up again. Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Who's the man?
You are John.
Nice. Okay. So the first attempt at creating a new command, running the language updater script, and trying the new command worked perfectly. So now, basically, you can just add commands to your heart's content. One thing that I would probably do if I were going to really be using this computer is that, like, one of the first commands I would add is the kill blather command and the restart blather command and the update blather config command. Incidentally, I usually, if I have to refer to the program blather in one of my command keys, I use the word blather because it just does not understand blather. So people will hear me say to my computer, kill blather, and what I'm trying to do is have it X out of the blather program. But I just keep talking about bladders all the time, so people think that's funny. But I have one of my frequently used commands, if I'm adding a bunch of stuff to the commands file, is update blather config, which will kill the current instance of blather, run the language updater script, and then restart blather. And so that way I don't have to go find the blather window, X out of it, and then go to the terminal and run the language updater script and all that stuff. However, I put a link in the show notes to a sample configuration file. Okay, man, this is irritating. the blather thing just, since it only knows two commands right now, it's listening and thinking like everything could possibly be one of those commands. And so I don't think I came even close to saying who's the man. Who's the man?
You are John.
Yeah, but it still responded anyway. So I'm going to quit out of blather for the moment. So in the show notes for this episode, I've put a link to a sample configuration file of mine that has several hundred commands in it. But today, for this episode, I just want to talk about some basic desktop management. These are some of the very first commands that I tried to set up when Jezra first shared the source code for this program with me. So what we're going to learn how to do is open up a program, quit that same program, and then switch to that program using voice commands. And I gave an example of a command set. It's a three command set in the show notes. Let me find it on my other laptop over here. And for this one, I use Chromium. How to open up the web browser, how to switch to the web browser when you're in a different program, and then also how to quit it. So the command that I'm going to use to open it is open Chromium. Open Chromium colon. And then the command to be run will simply be Chromium space ampersand. And you want to put the ampersand so that it will open that up and then put it in the background. If you don't do that, then it'll sit there waiting for a really long time, and it won't listen to your next command until you quit out of Chromium. Not what you want at all. So now I'm going to do a second command and call it go to Chromium. You don't have to use the same speech patterns that I'm using here. These are the ones that I like, and so I'm using them. I think if you use like the default speech commands on Windows, you would have to say switch to Chromium, open Chromium, switch to Chromium, go back. I find it difficult to say switch to all the time. It's easier to me to say go to Chromium, and so that's what I'm going to do. And to go to Chromium, we have to use the wonderful window management tool called WMCTRL. Window Manager Control, I guess, is the long name of that, but this is one of the packages that was installed in the Blather installation script that I talked about in the last episode. So it should already be all set up on your system. So the command will be I've written go to Chromium colon WMCTRL, and we want the A flag, so space dash A, and then you give it the window title of the program that you want to switch to. And so in this one, I found that you have to put the window title is going to be Google Chrome. And save it. And then let's go ahead and add the quit Chromium title. I wonder if Chromium's even installed on this laptop. Maybe I should put Firefox here. It doesn't matter. One thing you could do is just do the default web browser. So I think what I'm gonna do when it says open Chromium colon, I'm going to put x-www-browser. And so that way it'll open up the default browser. And that might be Firefox. So I think then when I do go to Chromium, I'm going to do wmctrl space dash a space open quote Firefox close quote. Let's see if that does it. Chris, that makes no sense at all to say go to Chromium and then have it do Firefox. So I'm going to say Firefox. This is stupid. okay, Firefox. And add one more command, quit Firefox. Incidentally, here's a pro tip. If you're using the Genie editor like I am, once you have a line like the go to Firefox command, if you have the cursor positioned in that line and then hit Control D, it will duplicate that line. And then now I've got two lines exactly the same. They both say go to Firefox followed by the command. Now I'm just going to change go to quit. Quit Firefox. WMCTRL space dash C. And that, the C flag, closes the window that has the title that's given here. All right, so I've got three new commands. Open Firefox colon space x hyphen www hyphen browser space ampersand. That will open whatever the default web browser is. The next line is go to Firefox colon wmctrl space dash a space open quote Firefox close quote. And then the third command is quit Firefox colon wmctrl space dash C space open quote Firefox close quote. Now, what do we have to do to make these active? We have to run the language updater script. So I'm going to go back to the terminal, press the up arrow, and the last command I ran was the language updater script. So I'm just going to hit up arrow and then press enter, and it's running and it says it's done. When you only have a couple of commands like this, the language updater script runs really fast. When you've got something like 1,000 like I have, it takes a little bit longer. Okay, so I'm going to go back and restart Blather. And I think I've already got Firefox running here, so I'm going to just try. I've got to hold the microphone close to my mouth. Go to Firefox. Yes, it did it. Okay, of course you can't hear that on the podcast, but it switched right to Firefox. Now I'm going to see if it will quit Firefox. It did it. When I said, see if it will quit Firefox, it just quit Firefox. Now I'm going to try open Firefox. And it opened it right up. So we've got one. Once you've got one application responding this way to the open, switch to, and close commands, it's very easy to do the same thing for all of the desktop applications that you use most frequently. I have, for example, this for Thunderbird, the email application for the LibreOffice things, whatever. All you've got to do is figure out what is the command line version of the command that will open that application. So, for example, for LibreOffice, when I say open LibreOffice colon, the command that's run is L-O-F-F-I-C-E space ampersand. That will open the LibreOffice suite. I think if you go into /user/bin, you can see what some of these short commands are for the big desktop applications. Most of the time, it's just going to be the name of the application in all lowercase letters, but sometimes it's different. All right, so that's how you can do some very basic opening, closing, and switching to. Now, sometimes, I have an example in the show notes of an application where it's not so easy to either switch to it or close it because it's got a window title that is always changing depending on what's happening in the application. The example I give is the Clementine music player. In most media players, this happened with Rhythmbox as well, and I've quit using Rhythmbox because for some reason it was just broken on my Debian system, and Clementine seems to work, and I like it pretty well, so I'm using Clementine now. But anyway, they both have this characteristic where the window title for the application, it starts out as either Rhythmbox or Clementine when you first launch the application, but as soon as you start playing a song, the window title changes to the title of that song. And so in your Blather configuration file, you cannot simply say WMCTRL space dash A space open quote rhythm box close quote, because it won't find it once that window title has changed, or you know, substitute in Clementine or whatever. And so I've given in the show notes an example of how to make it find the application by looking for the process ID of the media player while it's playing. And so in this case, I have it, essentially you have to write a little script to help it find the right application. So in the show notes, if you'll go there and look at my open Clementine command is very simple. It's just open Clementine colon and then Clementine ampersand. To go to Clementine or to close it, you have to find the process ID. And so I have the RID. I think I used this command from when it was Rhythmbox. The RID stood for Rhythmbox ID. And then I use the pgrep command to find Clementine and limit it to processes owned by the currently logged in user, and then running it through the head command to bring back only the first line. And then I determine the window name by doing the window, WMCTRL space dash LP, which lists the currently open windows. And then I grep for the process ID that I found in the first step of this script. And once I have found that line, I strip out everything except the window title that is currently in effect, and then I use that result inside quotation marks for the final step of that little script, which is WMCTRL space dash A space open quote, followed by the window title that it found as a result of all these little scripting things, close quote, and that's it. And then so then when I say go to Clementine or quit Clementine, it does all of those things lightning fast and then switches to the application or quits it. It's pretty magical. Okay, so one last basic desktop navigation command that I want to tell you about is one that I use probably more than any other, and that is my backflip command. This could be called switch back, but what this command does is it executes a virtual Alt plus Tab keystroke. And as you know very well, this is the thing that allows you to switch right back to the previous application you were using. So I'm going to add to my configuration file here the words backflip. I like backflip because it's easy to say and it's kind of fun to say. And also because it seems to recognize that word sequence better than recognizing the switchback sequence that I used to use. So for this, I'm going to use the XDO tool package and do the command xdo tool key, so xdo tool space, and then the word key, K-E-Y, space, A-L-T, plus symbol, and then capital T, oops, I pushed enter by accident, capital T-A-B. So what this is going to do, when it hears the words backflip, it's going to execute the virtual keystrokes Alt plus Tab. And now that I've got that in the commands configuration file and I saved it, I'm going to quit out of Blather and then go back to the terminal, run the language updater script again, and now restart Blather. And now I should be able to use this command. Okay, let's try a few of these. Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Who's the man?
You are John.
Go to Firefox. Backflip. And it did it. It went right back to the previous window. All right. So I think that's probably enough for today, but that gives you an idea. If you have started using Blather and are like right in lockstep with me at this point, you can start taking off and adding all kinds of desktop management commands now to suit whatever applications you like to use. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hekka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.